Welcome to the job interview experience. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and today the founder of Candidate Club Interview Training and your host of the job interview experience. A listener wrote in and asked about the "What's your career goal?" question. And I'm really glad that that listener wrote in and asked, because there is a lot more to this question than meets the eye. There's a question, and then there's a question behind the question. In this episode, I'm going to briefly dig into the question itself. Then I'm going to cover the three types of people that are asked this question. After that, I'm going to give you a really, really good template that I created just for you, just for this episode, to use for your response. And finally, I'm going to walk you through four factors of a great response to the "Tell me about your career goals" question. One of those is not a great thing to do, but a thing that you have to make sure to avoid. At face value, this question is about where you want to go and who you want to be. Another way, maybe a more open way to ask this question, would be, how do you want to grow beyond this role that we're talking about today? There isn't a trick to this. A recruiter will be interested in knowing about your potential and how you can grow with a company, what more you can do for them. Back to the question behind the question. The way to ask this really honestly would be, are you planning to just do the short term to get a job? And if so, what would you actually like to be doing right now and in the future? A goal is something that we want to achieve. And the truth for all of us is that if we had our way, we'd reach our goals now. I don't want to wait 5 years to hit it. If there was a magic button to promote myself, to run faster, to be smarter, travel sooner, I'd hit that button while recording this episode. However, for many of you, you're looking at jobs and interviewing for jobs that you want now. If you're 23 years old, you probably don't want to be the chief financial officer for a Fortune 50 company today. You don't want that. Yes, you would like that high six-figure salary, but the stress, not having the skills and experience to do it right, it would be miserable and it wouldn't last. When you're asked the question, what do you want to do 5 years from now? What are your career goals 5 years from today? You're not trying to wait 5 years to get there. You're trying to get there as soon as possible. And we're going to formulate our question around that reality and then flip the question on its head to show how we can help the company and give them the response that they need to know whether you're the type of candidate they want to hire or not. So there's three types of job seekers that hear this question. The first is, this job or company is not part of your career goal. You just need a job. Maybe you want to be in a different industry. You'd prefer a different title or location, but you're doing what you can to get employed now. Next up will be many of you. This job that you're interviewing for is pretty close to your career goal. It's what you want, and maybe even a little more. Getting promoted to the next level here or somewhere else would be great, but this job you're interviewing for is pretty awesome. Then finally, you aren't really sure what you want to do. Right here, right now is what you're focused on. It's important to note that although I said earlier that this is a bit of a trick question, I said that there's a question behind this question and I outlined what those reasons were. At the end of the day, it's a nice question to be asked. If someone absolutely does not care about your future, they don't ask this question. It's a chance to talk about yourself and your dreams, and yes, maybe even reveal underlying plans and motivations. Just because a company doesn't ask you this question doesn't mean they don't care. But if it is asked, don't interpret it as hostility or as a trick just because I told you that there is a trick behind it. Receive it as a kind question. So how do you answer this question? With each company that you speak with, you make it about them. I know I say this in a lot of episodes, but you make it about them. They are making this interview about you, so you do the same. If your plans are different, does that make you dishonest? No, because if you get the job with them, your plans and goals will change. The trajectory of your career will change, so you will change with it. When I say it will change, I don't mean that in a negative way. Getting this job might get you the income that you need to achieve your goal. Getting this job title might be the stepping stone to get to where you want to go. Getting this job might allow you to save the money to relocate, and that might be the big part of your goal. It's important to note that you're going to adjust your messaging to align with the company. your long-term plans are yours, not theirs. So we're not going to dig into your true long-term plans in the answer. Those are for you, not for them. We're going to use a marketing manager applying for a role at a medium-sized company called Blue Sky as our example for the response, but fill in these blanks with your own answers. Make this your own. I don't know if there's a company called Blue Sky or not, or if they have marketing managers. I looked up and saw Blue Sky, and that's why I am using that as I wrote this episode. So you're asked this question or one of these variations. What are your career goals? What are your career goals for the next 5 years? Or where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Here is the example response that I created for you to use. I applied to this marketing manager position because I saw the need at Blue Sky for a marketing professional that has successfully run social media campaigns with a limited budget. That has been my specialty for the last 3 years, and I know how to do that for Blue Sky in the next 6 months. From there, my hope is that the impactful work that creates growth at Blue Sky will result in wider opportunities for me to apply my skills and push customer acquisition. In 5 years, I'll be where you need me, but with a deeper understanding of what works and how to scale it. You could say this in a variety of ways, but the main point is that you plan to perform for them and even overperform. Your career goals 5 years from now is to level up. Your career goal is to be better for them than you even are today. In that response, you also mention wider opportunities. Career growth can be either a title change or pay or both, but all of those options are great. I think saying wider opportunities is a much politer way than saying getting promoted. You'll earn that promotion because of how you perform. If you perform, you can ask for an increased salary or pay, and you'll have the data to back up your request. Or maybe they'll beat you to it and promote you before you even think to ask. Finally, in the response, you say, I'll be where you need me. I put those words together carefully because it's both humble and confident, which might be the finest line that you can walk. It's humble because I'll be where you need me is showing that you're a team player and that you will help them however you're able to. It's confident because you say, I'll be where you need me, as in, I'll still be here. You're already talking about the future, and the future you're talking about looks bright for both parties. And here's the best part. If you decide to leave the job because better opportunities come your way, there aren't going to quote this interview answer. I've never seen that happen. And if they did, that would be awesome because that would mean that they are building a case for why they really want you to stay. Or if they let you go, you already told them, I'll be where you need me. So in that case, you won't be there because they don't need you any longer. Some of you might hear this answer template and just know that it's not you. It is fill in the blank, so you can make it your own. If you want to go your own direction or you already have something and just want to make some improvements, next I'll hit on 4 points to make sure you hit everything you need to in your response. First is show alignment with the company. Highlight connections between your career goals and the company's values and mission. Demonstrate that you're not just seeking any job, but are genuinely interested in contributing to the organization's success. Second, be specific and realistic. Employers appreciate candidates who have a clear vision of where they want to go. It's crucial to ground your goals in reality, especially if you're earlier in your career and don't have the data or examples to back up what you claim you can do. So don't paint a picture that seems detached from the role you're applying to or the industry in general. So don't say, I'm going to sell 1 million units of this in the first month, or I'm going to completely change the company and change the world. Keep it based in reality, and that reality should be what they need. 3, steer clear of misalignment. A big red flag is when a candidate's goals seem completely unrelated to the job or the company. Yes, those things might be your career goals, but companies don't hire candidates to fulfill their dreams. They hire them to help the company move forward. And most of the time, when you help a company achieve its mission, you get closer to your own. When you focus on you and only you, it raises concerns about your understanding of the role or your genuine interest in contributing to the organization's success. So make sure your response aligns with the specific position and industry. And finally, number four, don't give generic responses. Instead of using vague terms like, I want to grow in my career, provide concrete examples, outline the skills you want to develop, the projects you aspire to lead, or the impact you aim to make within the organization. If you don't prepare for this question, your response will be a couple things. It will be generic and a waste of time. It will be about you, not the company, or you'll be coming up with your response on the spot as you go. I've interviewed a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people, and that last response is probably the worst, one that you make up on the fly. People might think that they can answer it well, but if you don't prepare this, if you don't write it down, if you don't sketch it out, it won't be good. A self-centered candidate is not good that only talks about themselves and their goals. But if a candidate is self-centered, but at least has a game plan, goals, and a strategy that they can talk about, a recruiter can see that they are forward-thinking and ambitious. So at least that's better than stumbling through this response. This is another episode that you'll need to review and listen back through. Write down the template that I outlined earlier in this episode. Fill in the blanks with your own response, with your own job title. Not all organizations are focused on growth like the one that I use in my example is. Look up an organization's mission statement to learn about their big picture. Then learn what the specific department you might work in does and what they're tasked with. What's their mission? It might be different. So a mission might be helping people on a local level. It might be bringing in new clients. It might be developing a software product. You might be a marketing person at a social network. Is your goal great marketing campaigns or growing the social network or both? The more you can hone in on the mission and how you can help, the more poignant your response will be. Their goal is hiring someone that can do the job better than anyone else. Your goal is your goal. But while working for this company, your goal there is to help them achieve their goals. Show them, tell them, help them see the future with you and make an impression. Remember that the job interview experience has a YouTube channel. I'm now posting to it one or two times a week. Same with TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, I know it's called X. I even have a LinkedIn page. I update all of those like twice a week. Check out the links in this episode's description and please go follow one, subscribe to one. I'm posting videos and things that you'll find helpful. Just like this episode, thank you for listening to the Job Interview Experience. I'll be back with more soon.